Sunday Meditation, February 20th, 2000. The question this week has to do with the concept of guides. We're wondering what is the best way for anyone who would like to get in touch with his or her guide to do that. And we're also wondering if we are trying to get in touch with our guides and looking at our guides as something outside of ourselves, does that influence or affect our ability to get in touch with our guides? And the third part of the question is, if we are able to get in touch with our guides and to receive guidance, does this add a responsibility to our life pattern?
We are composed of physical, known to you, and cool. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creation. It is a blessing and a privilege to be called to your service this afternoon. We wish to thank each of you for joining this circle of teachers and for calling us to your group. It is a great blessing for us to be able to serve by sharing our opinions and thoughts, and you greatly serve us by enabling us to offer our service. For this is the way that we are attempting to be of service. As always, we would ask that you consider each of our thoughts to see if they resonate with your own needs. For we are not those in authority, but rather your brothers and sisters who walk the same dusty path and make any mistakes. Best we take what is useful to you from what we say and leave the rest. And we would suggest that you do this with all sources of information. For truly, your inner discrimination will be that which resonates to what is right for you, which brings us to your requested topic, that of connecting with your guidance. For guidance is always available, and there are many ways in which one may frame the search for becoming more and more skillful at the using of it. To put this question in context, we would like to talk about the worldly versus the metaphysical universe. The dilemma of those who wish to live their lives from a metaphysical point of view is that this metaphysical universe is not the universe in which consensus reality or the physical reality you experience day by day takes place, the concerns of the afterworld. Can absorb all of one's time and attention. And indeed, many there are upon your sphere who manage to move from birth to the end of an entire incarnation without even once suspecting that there is another universe that interpenetrates the physical universe, whose laws are of a higher order than those of the physical universe. However, for most people, there are at least one or two times during an incarnation when it is brought clearly to one's attention that there is a higher order of reality, and that it sometimes affects physical reality. For those who are gathered today, there is a complete awareness of and a desire and yearning for that second universe of higher truth. Further, the body which carries you about contains what this instrument has called a biocomputer, the earthly brain, the choice maker brain, that is built specifically to deal with the either-or questions of survival, protection of home and family, and the other concerns of the earthly life. The guidance system for the earthly brain is difficult to describe in earthly terms, but the word intuition surely covers it. However, for those who wish to become serious students, who have begun their path of wandering, they're seeking for a true home. This either-or mentality does not satisfy, for the simple reason that it cannot satisfy the needs of the metaphysical universe. However, each of you is also, and predominantly, a consciousness, an unique entity, made wholly of love and light, which goes through many physical vehicles in many entities, and through many experiences within each entity. This consciousness that is you can dip into the earthly universe, the physical world, by virtue of being wedded through the incarnational birthing process to a second density physical vehicle, that is, your body. This consciousness, being a citizen of eternity, being infinite in nature, is completely adapted to doing work in the metaphysical universe. And each of you has lying in potential within you, or should we say within your consciousness, all of the guidance and information that you need. The challenge, of course, is how to gain access to that guidance, or however framed in conceptual structure, that guidance is a denizen of the deep mind, the roots of consciousness. And the door from the deep unconscious self to the conscious self must needs be opened or set ajar in some way in order for guidance to move into the conscious realm and become available that you may have access to it. It is well to remember that guidance is definitely and always there, even when you are at the most seemingly far reach from it, even when you feel most blind, deaf, and dumb. The guidance is there. The guidance is awaiting for your awareness. It is a matter of unblocking the channel of communication rather than searching for something that may or may not be there. We say this because in order to access guidance, it is extremely helpful to be practicing a life in faith. We do not wish to imply a certain structure to a life in faith, but rather wish to look at this quality of love that is faith. Faith is a paradox, for one cannot gain faith. One simply must leap into behaving as if one had faith in order to begin a life in faith. Thusly, the first act of faith is the leap into nothingness. Faith, after all, would not be faith were there a way to rationalize it or prove that it existed by any reasonable inquiry. And this makes faith a real challenge. For if you have not faith, then how do you achieve it? That leap looks very foolish and feels very dangerous. And yet we say to you that if you can hold the essence of faith, which is that all is well, and that all will be well, if you can hold to this attitude, that faith will grow and flourish and bloom in amazing ways. And if you become overwhelmed with a lack of faith, you have but to start over to take that leap again. And the journey accelerates once more. There is never a failure that faith will not be recovered from. There is never a desert that is too wide for faith to cross. In faith, then, when you wish to seek guidance, you may approach this search in various ways. This instrument, for instance, allows guidance to come to her by praying to the Holy Spirit. This guide, which she thinks of as an aspect of her higher self, and which she objectifies as a portion of the Creator, is a projection of that essence within the deep mind that can be called guidance. Therefore, to this entity does not come a conversation, but rather a feeling, an intuition, a sense of rightness. For this instrument, this degree of clarity is completely sufficient and satisfactory. For many others, there is a need to objectify guidance in person. And thusly, many entities seek their guidance in the form of God. Again, all that there is one. And in many ways, and on the deeper level, all that is outside of the physical being is a projected portion of that physical being. If all things are one, then all that an entity sees is part of that entity, and in one sense, a projection of that entity. Each of you, you see, lives in a unique and complete universe, a creation of your own. It is slightly different, but definitely different, from that universe of each and every other spark of the infinite Creator that has been sent forth. As this instrument was saying earlier, there are non-religious ways to set about discovering more about the guides that bless the entity with love and the desire to be itself in a spiritual or metaphysical sense. These projections of the self that are gods are also entities with their own identities, their own histories, and to some degree their own agendas. Some entities feel that they have one major guide, and it is to this one entity that the self goes. Indeed, some have objectified this guide to a great extent. Egypt, who has seen examples of the channeling from inner guides that various sources offer. And each is familiar with the concept of getting in touch with the guide. The project, shall we say, of reaching to discover information is best approached within a framework of a daily rule of life that includes a period of meditation during each day. The mind, in the earthly sense, has that tendency to continue working. Whether or not there is prominent stimulation from the outer world. And thusly, the inner world can be the world of one listening to a chatterbox. Many of the conversations entities, such as this instrument, have with themselves, all in the imagination. And this energy generally moves according to the laws of inertia. It simply keeps going because that is what the mental biocomputer does. It runs, it operates. It is noisy. The idea, then, is to empty out the mental pockets and allow the earthly biocomputer to have a rest so that the consciousness may flow free of the either-or demands of the earthly mind. Without a regular, habitual, and persistent use of meditation, it is very difficult to learn to stop the mind from running. And when the mind is running, the deeper guidance is very difficult to contact. Thusly, in order to prepare the ground for connecting with God, it is a very skillful idea to place the self in the act of meditation. This is a tremendous commitment. And it is a life changer. This entity, for instance, is fond of saying that she does not meditate well. What she means is that she cannot completely shut off her earthly brain. bits of conversations and music continue to filter through all efforts to shut down the noise of the mind. However, despite this objective concept that the self is not being good at meditating, this instrument would be the first to express the powerful work that meditation on a daily basis has wrought in her life experience. And indeed, any entity who has meditated for any length of time is aware that even a little of this silence of mind is a powerful accelerant of the process of spiritual transformation. We would strongly recommend, therefore, that any who wish to connect with their guides do this in the context of daily meditational periods. Remember that although each of you came into incarnation fully aware of all of this that we are saying, during the birthing process, the veil of forgetting dropped neatly and usually completely over the consciousness, so that within the incarnation, the path back to the metaphysical universe must be retraced step by step. And in addition to the general confusion of the earth plane, much must be unlearned from the standpoint of the metaphysical universe that is included in the cultural training of young entities. Many are those who have said that adulthood is that period wherein one attempts to undo the damage sustained during childhood. Much needs to be unlearned as the view shifts from the earthly and physical to the non-earthly and metaphysical. In one universe, there are things, tables, people, planets, stars. In the other universe, there are energies, thoughts, ideals. And as a metaphysical entity, you are one who is, as opposed to the physical entity, which does. Guidance is that connection between the metaphysical and physical universes, which translates complex information concerning destiny and desire into earthly terms, which steps down the energy of the cosmos so that the self within incarnation can accept energy and intuition and essence and open the mind to the translation that guidance will make of these things in offering them to the conscious mind. The one known as Aromi wondered if it would matter as to how one frames the request for this guidance. And we may say that indeed this is so. If one frames the search for advice and wisdom as a search for guides, then it is very likely that entities, as opposed to energy, will be contacted. We may say that it is very difficult to express the nature of these essences and energies that are guides and guidance. Take the concept, for instance, of angels. Angels are another way of describing interplane guides. When entities over a long period of time think along the same patterns and constructions of thought, there is created by such thought the reality that such thought embodies. Thoughts become things, and guidance becomes angelic. And it becomes true that for each entity there are several angels. If we were to go through each culture and its religious beliefs, we would find the channels and pathways by which that body of entities that believed in that was perceived their guidance to be housed or contained within. And thus you have fairies and genies and inner planes masters and so forth. As many different ways contact guides and guidance as there have been groups of people or entities by themselves who were seeking in a certain way with certain needs. What you may depend upon is that you fashioned for yourself before incarnation triggers that would deepen your appreciation of and your awareness of the guidance that you need. As you seek for your guidance, you need to follow that intuition that you have within you, and those feelings that come from the heart. For it is the wisdom of the heart which often expresses through emotion only. That is the kind of beast, as this instrument would say, that guidance truly is. It is not an intellectual source. Guidance is not heavy on logic. Guidance can be paradoxical. And in many ways, can offer varying views on the same subject. What guidance is, as we said, is connections made within the self that enable the contents of the deep mind to be moved close enough to the conscious mind that a translation of concepts into words and thoughts may take place. So if what you are doing is asking the self to release the physical universe from the consciousness and to move down into the roots of mind, meditation is the specific way we would suggest that this movement down into the roots of mind be approached. Each entity will have a different experience when attempting to create a habit of daily meditation. For some entities, it is a procedure that is very easy. Some entities offer to themselves within incarnation the gift of a quiet mind and economical thoughts. And for such entities, meditation seems almost a natural way of life. For others, it seems most unnatural and is correspondingly difficult to create as a habit. And yet, we say to you that regardless of the subjective experience, while gaining that habit of silence within each day, the progress is being made. It may feel as though one is coming up against a solid brick wall and going over it. We assure each that this is not so. That if the time is put in and the desire is true, the meditation periods will do their work. And the situation will begin to appear in a more lucid clarity. As the one known as Tom was saying earlier, it is not that the situation changes. It is that the response to the situation begins to change, which alters the situation, not for any other necessarily, but only for the self. Yet since all metaphysical work is work done on the self, this is a completely satisfactory limitation. We would suggest that it is well to develop one's personal way of approaching guidance, to put some time and concern in on clarifying to the self what is truly desired, what is truly sought, where the passion and the intensity of one's life is. For this process of seeking guidance and of listening to that guidance is an important part of accelerating the pace of your spiritual evolution. You will evolve spiritually regardless of what you do. The Creator's universe is somewhat efficient. Catalyst happens, experience is gained, you do change. However, each of you is hungry for a faster pace of transformation, a more secure feeling that one is on one's way, that one is on the path. And certainly, the whole process of meditation and listening within that silence is central. We wish each of you the joy of finding your desires, of honing and sharpening those desires and of seeking guidance in the pursuit of that thirst, the truth, the love for the Creator. Remember that you may be part of others' guidance system, and you may not know it. Remember that when services, small or large, are done with love, they will provide guidance regardless of who else is aware of your actions. When energy is put out, it is not ignored. So that even if you do not know that you are guiding, and if the entity does not know he is being guided by you, yet still this energy transfer will take place. So at all times, be aware of the ethical considerations involving relationships with others. For you do not know what service you may provide by simply being yourself. We are with you in silence. We sit with you in the darkness of the mind. There is love in that darkness. Know that it is safe. Have the faith that your search is a good one. And allow that is the word that opens the door. Once the silence is achieved, that word allow. Allow the intuition to arise. Allow the still small voice to speak. You will not hear, for it is silent. You can only act on faith. With that feeling of brightness. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim, thanking this instrument and leaving it in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. For we are those of the world.
I am Quang. We greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. It is our privilege at this time to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time to which we may speak?
Yes, I've had, for the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've had a couple of several very strong dreams. And I believe these are possibly spirit guides, or they're definitely guidance anyway. And they are nudging me in a certain direction, away from a couple of things and toward couple of other things. and I am poor, and with this experience, once again. The experiences of which you speak are the natural function of the subconscious mind as it is working in tandem with the conscious experience. Due to the intense desire upon your part to know the appropriate steps to take in matters that are of importance to you in relationship with others. When the conscious mind has long sought a direction in which to move, and has with an open heart found a kind of vulnerability, shall we say, then the subconscious mind moves through this desire and vulnerability and offers to the conscious mind the images and clues of the dream state. In this state, there is the ability to impress upon the conscious mind a tendency, a direction, in which one may appropriately move one's being. We recommend that this dialogue with your subconscious mind be attended to so that the conversation may continue. Is there a further query?
Thank you very much.
I am poor, and we thank you. Is there another group?
I'd like to ask one girl. First of all, I'd like to apologize for asking you any questions last time. I was asking them on behalf of someone else, and that's what I wanted to ask you about. I often do get a request from someone either that's just not here ever, an email correspondent, or that can't come to the meeting that day, to ask the question with them being answered. Is that a satisfactory thing to do as far as you're concerned, or would it be better if I suggest to people that they need to be here in order to ask the question?
I am cool, and I'm aware that you're necessary. We find that it is quite acceptable for queries to be asked of us for those who are not able to attend these sessions of working. And we are quite happy to hear the best response that is possible without infringement upon free will. Is there a further query?
Is there anything particular that I can do to most clearly enable the mind of the person that is talking to me and asking me to ask the question more present for your use?
I am poor, and I'm aware of your message. The simple informing of such an entity that we desire to be of what we see as true service, and that is a service which does not infringe upon free will, is all that is necessary in this instance. Is there another clue at this time?
I have a question. On previous sessions, you have mentioned that you've talked with this group and others. Could you, are you free to discuss some of the other groups that you talk with?
I am, and then we're in the group. And there are a few groups such as this one that we actually speak in the words of the Akosha. Many such groups are there around this sphere who, in their meetings and meditations, are inspired in images and in what you may call intuition and hunches by those of our group and those of others within this confederation of friends in the service of the One Creator. The channeling process is one which is, though widely used within this culture at this time, one which we are able to pursue in only a few instances. For there is the need for any one serving as an instrument to proceed in that service in a certain fashion, which requires a dedication and perseverance. Is there a further question?
Yes. Taking that a little further, is there any means or anything that we can help you as you help others, whether it's a kind word or encouragement or, you know, similar type means that obviously us in Third Density may be more able to do that might be of help to your service?
Hi. And then work with your mother. We salute the desire to serve others in whatever way is possible. For in any entity such as yourself and all those gathered within this circle, there is a possibility of sharing information and inspiration with those that one meets in the daily round of activities. Indeed, each entity has the opportunity and the potential to serve as a beacon of light, as one who inspires faith and love in other entities. It is said often within your culture, and we find it true, that there is no end to the good that a smile can do. For as each entity moves more frenetically in the pace of the culture, oftentimes the simplest of courtesies are neglected, and when remembered, bring a great deal of encouragement to those entities with whom a smile is shared. To speak to another who has experienced a loss of significance, a difficulty in growth, a pain of the physical arrangement, and so forth, is a very helpful thing to do. Wherever there is the seed of love planted, then there is a greater possibility of the open heart growing to fruition. Is there another here?
If there is, something like that does come up, we may be a service. Certainly would request to not be bashful to ask us the opportunities we have to speak with you are immense, and if there are opportunities that we can share with anyone that of other groups that you work with or someone else, we'll certainly offer our services in that respect. my next question. I've read different readings on this is known as the planet Nibiru as it is a 3,600-year orbit in this solar system. Can you tell me from your perspective what Tantalus and basically what Tantalus, how it will affect this world?
I am one. And though we understand that query which you ask, we are unable to speak to this query in any direct sense. Is there another query at this time?
Not for me, thanks.
I would love to ask about Kundalini energy and how we can grow from that energy, and that is also the type of meditation in yoga, and also what that energy could bring about in our growth.
Find for and observe your request. The experience of the rising of the Kundalini energy is one which is most powerful in its onset and requires that the entity that is undergoing this increase in awareness be most balanced, especially in the lower energy centers. That is the red, the orange, and the yellow. For it is these centers of energy that form the foundation for a movement upward through the rest of the centers of energy. If this experience is undertaken without a proper balance in these centers, there is the possibility of the loss of balance in an overall sense for the entity experiencing this growing awareness. We would recommend that for any entity that is hopeful of igniting this experience, that there be a careful examination of its own lower energy centers, so that its ability to handle the increase of energy will be stable and remain so as the energy progresses through each ascending center. This may be undertaken in a daily pattern, shall we say, where the entity retires in meditation at the end of the day, looking at the experiences that have left their mark upon the mind for that day, and balancing each imbalance with its opposite, so that the foundation is securely laid. This may take some of your time, for it is not a quick or easy process, but one which takes dedication and repetition. Is there a further proof?
No, thank you so much.
I am caught, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query that is
not for me?
I do have one last one. recently I had a period of 24 hours where my gum had swollen and infected and had to see medical attention for it. And I'm still mystified of what the catalyst was for that. And also, is there a better, more direct way to get my attention?
I am. And it is in such a case as this one that we find ourselves unable to move very far with our response, for the experience of which you speak is one which, as you have said, has left me mystified. It is such a mystery that provides you with the opportunity to begin the process of untangling, shall we say, the origin of such a pain and suffering. When there is no beginning of understanding within the seeker's mind of the cause of such an experience, we find then that we must remain mostly silent in order not to infringe upon free will by putting within the mind that which was not already there. However, we may suggest in this instance that you look to the energy center which is located at the point of your pain, and begin there with a consideration of words spoken and the value of such. Is there a further
clue?
No. Thank you. I am again, we thank you. Is there another clue at this point?
I don't have a question, but I wanted to say thanks to Cool for I would say the diligence with which an entity wishes to observe the free will and the inspiration that comes from our questions, as repetitive as they seem to be.
Hi. We are grateful for your words of support, my brother. For we are indeed hopeful of being of service in our humble words to this group, and are also aware of the difficulties that each experiences in the daily round of activities. It is often a paradox that we observe entities that move with great desire to serve, and which find that in their service they stumble across this or that which seems to block the service. Then, experiencing the blockage of service, ask all who may hear the cause of the blockage, and when one wishes to serve such an entity, it is apparently easier to give the answer than to withhold and allow the entity to discover for itself in a manner that will carry true weight within the entity's total being, than to simply experience what is given by another. Thus, the table we set for you is often not completely, shall we say, given with all courses available. For this we apologize, for we are aware that many would prefer to have a simple and clear response, and yet, in our estimation, such is not always the most helpful response, for entities learn most powerfully when the learning is from the self, with perhaps a clue or two coming in. Is there another theory? Yes.
You are very generous with your time in answering our questions. To perhaps turn this around, do you have any questions? Or can we answer any questions for you?
I am blocked, and this instrument's mind began to run wild with rattling. We shall attempt to win him in before he wanted to know who was going to win because he did. I have called and we are without significant query. Is there a final query for us this time?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I recall that we again would thank each person for inviting our presence and for putting up with our work. We are always grateful to be able to walk for a moment in the world of your words. We assure each that we always accompany you in an unseen fashion and observe those gallant forays into the murky ways of the catalyst of this illusion that each of you makes each of your days. And we cannot thank you enough for your attempts to share your love and light with those who walk with you. For in this illusion at this time, there are many who are in need of such inspiration and such light. None of you knows how great an effect you have with the sharing of an open heart, a smile, an open hand, a suggestion, and the simplest of gestures of courtesy within your illusion. We are those of Qualt and who at this time take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each as always in the love and the delight of the one infinite creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.